Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. The Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and angels took care of him. We would all like to think that if our lives were totally led by the Spirit, like Jesus was, then we'd be able to avoid all challenges and difficulties. Life would be one long succession of blessings and smiling, happy people. But the experience of Jesus shows us that that isn't the way the Spirit works. Led by the Holy Spirit, Jesus faced temptations, injustice, opposition and violence. But as he did so, he was given the wisdom and strength to face every challenge. The New Testament is incredibly candid about the challenges which faced those who follow Jesus. Jesus himself was very clear that his followers would face problems. He saw it as an inevitable consequence of living in a broken and sinful world. In Jesus' teaching to his disciples before his death, he gave them lots of encouragement, but he was also very straightforward about the problems they would face. He said this, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." I'm sure that if you look back through the past couple of years, you could identify many temptations, challenges, and difficulties that you've had to face. That's life. The same will be true in the months and years ahead, but we need not be afraid, because the Holy Spirit leads us through these experiences, and he will give us the wisdom and strength to cope with them. When Jesus sent his disciples out on their first mission, he said that he was sending them out like sheep among wolves. He told them that they would be handed over to the courts and flogged with whips in the synagogues. On the face of it, everything would go wrong. But Jesus told them not to be fearful, because God would perfectly equip them for the challenges they would face. He told them not to worry about what they would say when they were arrested, because the Spirit would give them the right words. I totally understand why we all shrink from the idea of temptations, problems, and opposition. But with the Holy Spirit, we have nothing at all to fear. As we trust him, we will have all the wisdom, strength, and words that we need. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we invite your Holy Spirit to fill us and to guide us every step of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.